There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Songs that have home in them, or we still have some others that we can do? I think we have a few others, right? We haven't done Blake Shelton's Home yet.
Oh, yeah. We got tons of Home.
We got Phil Collins at, with Home. We're doing the Home thing today because I'm making a pit stop at Home. One of the benefits of which is a peach. Yeah, I got peaches. Love the peaches.
You got this peaches? One was actually a requested. The text said, for those under 30... Daughtry. It turns out I'm 51. And I'm
you still like
familiar
it.
With Daughtry? Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Hey. Stepping out into the night.
This is Daughtry we're listening to?
Yes.
Trying to hide the pain.
Big fan, I can tell.
I don't know Daughtry. No.
He didn't know Motley Crue either, so.
I knew Motley Crue.
No, you didn't. You saw REO.
Well, I didn't know it was the song. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of Motley Crue. I didn't know they were singing.
Motley Crue, REO. Yeah, you know, every rocker gets those two confused, right?
You're finding out what's on our mind today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the legendary 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. On AM 1100, the Flag Park of Moorhead, AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City in Williston, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. When I just said Watford City there, I was thinking that'd be a place to call home, wouldn't it? I'd like that. Yeah.
It is. That's your second home, right?
That's it is kind of my second home, yeah. In fact, I am wearing today, Todd, just so you know, what am I wearing? It's kind of a bizarre question. I have a pair of Jacob Davis jeans. Have you heard of those?
Yes, before? Not, but I'm not the fashionista you are.
So. No, okay. How about Under Armour? You've heard of Under Armour?
Yes, I have heard of that.
Okay, all right. So we're doing pretty good here so far. So I have an Under Armour shirt. I have the Jacob Davis jeans. They also have silver jeans. Have you heard of silver jeans?
I have not.
Well, they have those.
Boy, my legs several steps beyond.
Now, by the way, this is downtown Watford City, North Dakota. Jacob Davis jeans, silver jeans, also the Sanuks. You know Sanuks, the shoes? Oh, the most comfortable shoe on the planet.
Love those.
And ladies, I don't want to leave you out because they have the jeans for women of all ages, all sizes. The silver, the Miss Me, the Rock Revival. These are not your daughter's jeans. You know what I'm saying? This is good stuff. So capris and shorts, 50% off. If you go in there, just tell... Tell Beth and the girls that Scott says hi and loves his Sanuks and his Jacob Davis jeans and his Under Armour. They got it all right downtown Watford City. They've been there forever, downtown Watford City. See what you got me going when you we say Watford and I go off on a little tangent there.
I think that's your real home.
Yeah, exactly.
In your mind.
It is Wednesday, and that means it's Talk Radio Town Hall Day on the program. And our guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer, is here to answer your questions at 800-228-0550. Here I was stalling, thinking we were waiting for Kevin, and he's on waiting for us. So, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm fine, but I don't mind listening to you talk about Watford City.
Have you shopped at Meyer's Department Store in downtown Watford City?
Not lately, I haven't.
All right,
but
there you go.
I'm going to swing through them next time up there. I was in Williston yesterday, but I took the Highway 83, Highway 2 route, and next time I think I'll take Highway 85.
It's beautiful. That's for darn sure, as you well know.
I do know.
We were in Medora with Congressman Cramer on Sunday and Monday, and Sunday we got a chance to see a fellow by the name of Speaker John Boehner, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program and why he was in the great state of North Dakota for a couple of days. Before we do that, I want to ask you about something called Startup Day, because I guess today is Startup Day across America. What's this all about?
Yeah, so Startup Day across America, actually, it's an interesting deal. It's a sort of a promotion of startups, of entrepreneurship, innovation, and it was introduced. There's a Startup Caucus in Congress, and the Startup Caucus was was founded by and is co-chaired by Jared Polis, who's a Democratic member from Colorado. And I might say, I think it's safe to say, a very liberal Democratic member from Colorado. But Jared's a former small businessman. And then Daryl Issa, who's a very conservative Republican member of Congress, pretty well known for things like Lois Lerner, and the first scandal that he broke open as a member of Congress was the countrywide favorable treatment of certain members of Congress and home loans. Daryl and Jared co-sponsored or co-started and now co-chair the Startup Day Caucus. So Startup Day across America is a day that members of Congress promote startups, promote entrepreneurship, and promote innovation. And so as part of that, for this week anyway, I'm going to be in Fargo tomorrow visiting a startup and talking about startups and innovation and things like that. So it's I'm looking forward to the trip to Fargo. It's Emerging Prairie is where I'm going to be. And it's a great little startup company that promotes startups, actually. That's their business model, is to promote it through their digital media company and organizing events, things like that. So,
cool. Well, that's awesome. I mean, the startups is where, Microsoft started in a garage, right? So, startups lead to big, big things. So it's kind of fun to light that fire. So glad you're doing
that. And we have a pretty good culture of innovation in North Dakota. We have a very good culture of it, and a lot of it goes back to the prairies. A lot of it goes back to farming and agriculture, and it's been innovating ever since. So, it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it.
That is neat. By the way, to call Congressman Kramer on the program, you simply pick up the telephone and call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them at northdakotaoilcan.com. Great resource, that website, northdakotaoilcan.com. And some new things they've added recently that you'll want to check out. Also, make sure you're joining us in Fargo for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting coming up in September. First question comes, let's see here, from, it says caller, Ross, but if he was a caller, we'd hear from him, wouldn't he? Or he must have called off here. Anyway, Ross from Grand Forks had a question about postal workers, wants to know if Congress is working on passing anything in regards to Saturdays and other things.
Oh, sure. Good question, Ross. And I'll have to look it up to see where we are more recently, but we've sort of continuously worked on this and in many respects sort of tried to push against the idea of closing post offices on certain days or more regularly or more frequently. We hear about attempts to shut down delivery on like a Saturday, especially in rural parts of our state and rural parts of the country. And one of the things that I keep telling the Postal Service, and we have to admit, the Postal Service has had some pretty big problems in recent years in terms of meeting their budget, in terms of generating enough revenue to meet their costs. And so one of the ideas that they float are these ideas of closing on Saturdays or not delivering on Saturdays except for packages or critical mail such as, medicine and pharmaceuticals, things like that. The irony, however, in all of that to me is I always say, okay, that may sound good on the surface, but I want you to explore whether that really saves money, because if you have a delivery person, a postal worker delivering on a Saturday to a few farmsteads in a county, the medication or certain packages, which by the way is pretty good revenue for the Postal Service, why wouldn't you deliver the mail at the same time? In other words, it becomes less efficient, not more efficient. So we are continually working with the Postal Service. The Postal Service receives some general fund money, but largely is a, while it's government, it's a government agency, it is largely off the general fund ledger. So it's a constant struggle to keep it whole while also delivering quality service at a quality price. But part of their challenge, Scott, and I'd be interested in whether Ross or somebody else would have some thoughts on this, part of the challenge is that the private sector has picked up a lot of the slack and, frankly, has picked up a lot of, to be honest, a lot of the better revenue streams for delivery. So
right.
It's put more pressure on the Postal Service.
We welcome your text, too. A few of those are coming in for Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, if you do have a comment or a question. And on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, we begin with Dan in Fargo for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Dan, are you there?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah. Hi, Congressman.
Hi, Dan.
My question is, how can the EPA, being a bureaucracy, make law? Shouldn't they make recommendations?
Yeah.
And the Senate and Congress decide whether it's going to be law or not?
Okay, great question, because what we're seeing, of course, and Dan, you probably noticed that, again, the EPA put out another rule yesterday regarding methane releases from oil and gas. It's discovery and exploration and production, and it's just been one thing after another. So here's to answer your question directly, the way that the EPA currently operates, and as well as a lot of other regulatory bodies, by the way, is that Congress, over the course of the decades, and in this case, the Clean Air Act, they passed something called the Clean Air Act. Another one that we're very familiar with is the Clean Water Act. And in those broad bills, but broad laws, they pass certain standards, and then the EPA, under their with their professional and technical expertise, creates rules within the umbrella. The problem is the umbrella is too broad.
All right, let's hold it there, sure, if you would. We'll pick up on the other side of the break. Finish Dan's answer. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a 5th straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning 4 straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hampson Runsvold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, Scott, I hope you know who this is. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be Super Tramp is what that would be.
That would be very good.
Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, taking the long way home. I love it. We're doing the home songs today because, Congressman Kramer, I'm home. I think you are, too, which is, you
I
know.
I am. It's Mark today.
You tend to cherish home a little more when you're gone as much as we are, right?
Yeah. But home for me really is the entire rectangle that's North Dakota. So when I come back from Washington, D.C., it's like, yes, wherever I land in North Dakota is a really good deal.
I do too. Although it is, and there's nothing like being under the same roof as your wife and kids. And,
no question about that.
I know you feel the same way, but it's North Dakota's home. That's for sure. Yeah. You want to finish on the answer?
Dan's point is so great. His question is so perfect. So Congress over the years has passed these broad authoritative, these authorities like these acts, right? Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, and a whole bunch of other acts. And then inside of it, the technocrats, make the rules. The problem is as things change, and things do change, technology changes, the technical agencies, in this case the EPA, takes liberties with the broad act and they apply new things. Now, take Waters of the U.S. as a good example. That's a Clean Water Act rule, but they stretch the law, and I think they even break the law in some cases, but until it's overturned by a court, and in the case of the Waters of the U.S., it has been twice and hopefully will be again. Same could be true of the Clean Air Act in various areas, and certainly the Clean Power Rule is now being litigated. And I think, so there are a couple of issues. One is whether Congress intended something. That's one question that's often asked by the courts, and you have to demonstrate. The other one is whether the federal government, I think this is the most pointed one, Dan, whether the federal government even has the authority to do what they're doing. And that gets back to state primacy, states' rights, and that's why everything we're doing now tries to restore state primacy. Now, all of that said, I will tell you that one of the things that Speaker Boehner and I talk a lot about, and he gave a very good answer to even just this week in North Dakota, is that when he became Speaker, he has charged all of the Republican members, and especially the committee chairman, to write more prescriptive laws. In other words, we can no longer trust the three co-equal branch of government system. We have to write exactly what we want a law to do and exactly what we don't want a law to do, lest there be too much room for interpretation by meddling bureaucrats, in some cases well-intentioned, in other cases just power grabbers, and in almost every case corrupt in the sense that they naturally want to grow their bureaucracy and their authority, and it just violates everything that's sensible about the American experiment. So Dan's question is right on point, but the answer is the other way around. We've given them too much authority to do these things, to create laws through their rulemaking process. We have to correct that by passing laws that are more prescriptive. Now, that said, we are able and have been fairly successful in some cases. Waters of the U.S. is a good one, where we've been able to stop enforcement of the rules and these rules through the power of the purse. And that's what we did last year with the Cromnibus spending bill. So the Corps of Engineers and the EPA cannot enforce the Waters of the U.S. rule at this point because it's prohibited under their spending authority. We'll work very hard to get that in again here in the next month or two when we work on next year's appropriations process.
All right, let's see here. We have Jerry and Williston, Sherman and Bismarck, Gene and Valley City, and we're going to try and get all of you in before the end of the hour here, so we'll go, if we can, quick questions, quick answers. Jerry, Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Jerry. Good morning, Kevin. Say, Kevin, a few months back, I had a problem with the VA, and you tried to help me out.
Yep.
But lo and behold, I ran into something I had never realized, and I'm sure a lot of people don't. The VA healthcare system is a means-tested program. I had a friend about a month ago went down to sign up. He had never signed up, and they told him he can't even sign up because he makes too much money. Now, to me, isn't the VA healthcare system the only program the United States government has that needs tested? I've never heard of another one. Kevin, this doesn't even make sense. When we went to the service, they said, we will give you free healthcare. They didn't say, only if you make so much money.
Actually, Jerry, it's not free healthcare. You earned it. In other words, you paid a price for the healthcare, and that's part of the deal. Now, that can be changed going forward, and I think it's relevant to consider things going forward. It's, in my mind, never relevant to renege on the promise made in the past, and especially of our veterans. And I did a very lengthy interview with the Williston Herald recently. I don't think the story has run yet on the VA system. But Jerry, to be honest with you, where a means testing makes some sense would be in some of the other programs, like say Medicare, for example, which we did include some slight means testing at the very high end in a reform we passed earlier this year. It was the first entitlement reform in 20 years that we were able to pass under Speaker Boehner's leadership this year, and the president signed it into law. That's where it makes more sense, because that's a tax that then funds a trust fund that then funds this Medicare insurance program or benefit program. The VA is not that. The VA is a benefit that is earned by veterans. So I appreciate you raising the point of it, and there's a lot of significant substantive work to be done with the VA. We increased their budget $16 billion this year to give you guys more choice. They chewed through that and asked for another $3.3 billion because they've mismanaged the first $16 billion so badly. They've overrun the costs on new hospitals and all kinds of things. And then they extort the Congress for more money as though that's the problem, and the problem is really more systemic at the VA.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. Thanks. Sherman Bismarck, you're next. Sherman, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi. Good morning, Mr. Congressman.
Good morning, Sherman.
See, I've got I want to make a couple of statements, and then I want to ask you a question.
Quickly, please, Sherman. We're really tight on time here, sir, so just go as quickly as you can.
Okay. If Stalin said that to take control of the people, you have to get a hold of the health care.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Communist Manifesto?
Well, I'm certainly familiar with it, yes.
Okay. One of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto is a graduated income tax system, which was implemented in 1913 by the Communist Democrats. And the Fourth Amendment says Congress should do all regulation.
Yep.
And why do we have all these government agencies regulating when the EPA was brought in line by the Republicans?
Yes.
And all the regulating they do should belong to states' rights. Why can't you just dismantle the EPA?
Yeah.
There we go. Now we're talking, Sherman.
Now we're talking. And that is the goal. That is absolutely the goal. You know, we have cut the EPA. A lot of people maybe don't know this, but since Republicans took control of the House, the EPA has been cut back to pre-George Bush. It goes all the way back now to the first George Bush days. That's how far we've been able to cut the EPA back fiscally and FTE-wise. The problem, of course, is they still have the authority until we have enough power to actually dismantle the agency. But we have cut it considerably, in fact, by a third. The IRS, similarly, in recent years, but we also then have to get back at really right at the rules and the laws themselves and start prescribing dramatic changes to those. But you're exactly right on, Sherman. With regard to the graduate income tax, that's the next thing. We have got to fix the tax code. And whether it's a fair tax, which I'm looking at more and more all the time, and I'm liking it, only because I think it's the easiest way to make the most dramatic fix. A flatter income tax system would be fine, too, and I know that the Constitution provides for an income tax.
All right. We up against the break. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
A new radio program on the Northern Plains. It's called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. We want to know. Call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and talk to your congressman. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here every week for an hour answering anything you ask. That doesn't happen very often. It's one of the reasons they gave him some hardware for that thing, because he's doing something in the way of accessibility to his constituents is pretty incredible. And I really encourage new people to take advantage of it. You know, a lot of folks come up and say wonderful things about listening to this program. We appreciate it. We also love it when you call. So give us a ring and ask anything that might be on your mind. And it doesn't have to be about the topic at hand. It could be something that you need a fix for, whatever it might be, or something you read about, whatever. We've talked a little today about the EPA. We've talked a little bit about all kinds of things, but the post office, I guess, and plenty of things. So. In fact, somebody wanted to know, this is a little off the wall. We'll go to Gene in Valley City next. He wants to talk about John Boehner's visit. But the texter says, can you pass a law to allow the post office to ship alcohol and wine as a new revenue source? There are wine clubs, et cetera. That's right. They don't allow it now, right?
You know, I guess I had forgotten about that. I think there is a prohibition like that. I don't know why, Scott, to be honest with you.
I do.
It's illegal.
You have a powerful lobby of people that sell wine that want to sell it in the store rather than have it shipped in from all over, would be my guess.
Well, yeah, but that could be said of every product that people now buy on Amazon. Now, I'm a local. I'm the kind of guy who goes online, does my research, and then goes buy at the store.
I don't
quite trust the whole delivery thing, but I know a lot of people are the other way around. But there's ways to unify that system too, so that we can do it better.
But see, there's an innovative North Dakota listener who says, you know what, the postal service is. Financially circling the drain. A lot of good people out there delivering mail, but they're the most poorly run entity on the face of the earth. And, they'd make up a few bucks there. So.
No, there's no question. We tie their hands in terms of their ability to make more money in many respects. And that's why I always caution against these cost-saving measures like, well, we're not going to deliver mail on Saturdays, but we'll deliver medicine. Well, that's less efficient than delivering everything, you know.
Exactly right. Gene in Valley City, question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Gene.
Good morning, Scott, Todd, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Gene.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask, not about Boehner, but I wanted to ask, what is it that designates a Republican? What is it that it makes a Republican?
Yeah, great question. We might have to go another hour, but the answer is, if you run under that banner, it is a brand, it is a trademark, it is a corporation, really, that is owned by, in the state of North Dakota, the North Dakota Republican Party, which is basically a chapter of the Republican National Committee. And so it's that's the legal answer. That's the legal answer. You get certain status in the ballots and certain status in the election that this government run, and other parties can break into that, and the libertarians in North Dakota have. So that's the legal answer. Now, if your question is what philosophically makes you a Republican, that's a different question.
That's my question. Yeah. That's my question.
Sure. And what I would say is, first of all, it's a much broader definition than you might like, Gene, but it is a broader definition. And I think that for me, it's smaller, more efficient government. That's the fundamental to me, is smaller, more efficient government. To me, that then translates into lower taxes, flatter taxes, pro-growth public policy that encourages the private sector to grow and replace government in many situations, in many cases, more rights to the states and local governments, less to the centralized federal government. And that crosses everything from the environmental regulation to education and most things in between.
That's the standard Republican answer, and that is not the answer. What form of government do we have?
We have a representative republic in the United States.
Okay. Then if you're going to be a Republican, you have to go with that philosophy. Okay, what's the single thing that makes us a republic?
Are you looking for property rights or private property ownership or...
Absolutely, all of those, and they are covered under what?
The Constitution of the United States of America.
There you go. Now we're getting warmer.
Yeah.
The point I'm trying to make here, and that the mess that we are in, and why everybody is so mad at the Republicans, is because they have not been Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. I think if I was to extrapolate it all the way out, I think you go back to a previous caller, for example, that talked about the EPA was created under Richard Nixon. There was another.
Dan asked an excellent question.
Yeah.
Dan asked, where was the legislation behind the EPA and all of these places?
Right.
That's the problem.
Right. But the other thing you have to remember in terms of this, and this is certainly not a defense of it, because I think you and Dan are right on point, is that over the course of the decades, and by the way, this is also as true as the fall of Rome. I mean, this is as predictable as sunrise. When you have this much freedom that we have, you eventually erode it, not overnight, but by the taking of a little bit of freedom here, a little bit of there, and giving it up for some other benefit. But you used to be able to trust the three co-equal branches of government, and that trust has been violated over the years, but on steroids in the last 6 years. And so now we've got a super mess. There's no question about it.
Gene, I appreciate your call. I wish the cows were mowing in the background. Next time you call, we'd love to hear the cows again.
So they're eating.
Yeah, there you go. You bet. Andrea and Langford, you're next on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I would just like to ask Congressman Cramer which of the Republican candidates for president he supports and why.
Sure. So I'll support whichever one emerges. I can tell you that much. And I'm more encouraged after the debate than I was before the debate. But here's where I've sort of come down. And some of the ones that I'm watching the most closely, you know, at this point, and I'm not prepared to endorse one or the other. I like Scott Walker a lot. And the reason I like him, while he sort of fails in some areas like charisma, for example, that's part of what I like. He's governed conservatively in a liberal place, and he's won elections 3 times in that same scenario. In other words, he seems to have found a way to do what a lot of us are trying to do, and that is govern conservatively and quite boldly, I might add, but in a way that still maintains his electability in a red state. So that's interesting to me. I like Ben Carson a lot. I think he's got a giant brain and can probably solve any problem in the world with tremendous common sense and a lot of intellect and a respect for the Constitution, there's respect for work, respect for those things. I would also, I like Marco Rubio. Rubio. Interestingly, he's so darn eloquent, and he's clearly smart. He's got his personal story is so compelling, much like Ben Carson's. So I kind of put those three, but you know, I'll tell you, I could live with a lot of them. To be honest with you, they're better than I had even thought a month ago.
What do you think about Trump and what he's doing to the system?
Well, first of all, a couple of things. One, I love that he's in it. I love that he's in the race, quite frankly. Now, I think that Donald Trump, who knows where he'll end up. He may have peaked, in my view, I think, because the fact that he hasn't gone up since the debate, maybe he's come down a little, I don't know, but... And you see that the rest is sort of consolidating. That's what I think will end up happening. But what I appreciate about Donald Trump and why I've cautioned our party and certainly the National Party, who I think blew it early on but has been better since, is don't try to throttle the guy back. Let him do what he does. That's why I do what I do. I'm not afraid of the discussion. If I don't know something, I don't know something. If somebody, you know, says something outlandish, okay, they live with the consequences, not me. But at least it's engaging, and it helps shape the debate and the discussion. I think Donald Trump's been a great gift in that regard. I don't think he'll be president, and he wouldn't be my top pick. But I appreciate that he's in the race.
I agree with that, and I have to say thanks that you do this every week, Congressman. It means a great deal to us as citizens of North Dakota. And I actually called yesterday, Scott, and I think I was the winner of the Bully Pulpit golf passes, so I just want to say a huge thank you for that as well.
Well, I'm glad you called, by golly, and glad you won, and thank you for calling today as well and listening. Where's Langford? I'm going to express my ignorance and tell you I can't remember where it is.
It's actually Lansford with an S in there, and it's about 30 miles north of Minot.
Okay, so I've been by Lansford before, but yep. that we just got thrown off on the G, unless I'm blind there. I think you got Langford in there, but we maybe just heard wrong.
Yeah, it's Lansford.
No problem. All right, Andrea, thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline reaches a lot of places throughout the Northern Plains, and we love hearing from every little nook and cranny of this great state and beyond, so appreciate that very much. Go ahead and roll the off-air call for Congressman Kramer, if you would.
Which one do you want?
Oh, the one I sent you in chat, but let's
that
see your
one.
799 number, 701-799.
Oh, the one you sent me.
Yeah. Did I send it to you?
You sent me one?
This is radio at its best.
Oh, this, I know. I was just saying, we're not scripting.
I'll play it here.
Folks.
I'll play it here. I got it.
Congressman Kramer, why did you have to hide capitulator of the House, Boehner? Were you expecting numerous North Dakotans to protest his appearance on your behalf in North Dakota?
All right. A question about the visit of Congressman John Boehner, also Speaker of the House John Boehner, who, as we mentioned yesterday, we had some calls about this, and we said, call Congressman Kramer, ask him.
Well, it's funny. The callers asked why I had to hide him. And let me tell you, when you're doing fundraising, the last thing you do is hide the guest of honor who raises, you know, helps attract the people. So we didn't hide him at all. We sent a lot of invitations out and encouraged people to send them even beyond. And it was electronic, trying to get as many people there as we could get. And we had a lot of people attend to various events from Pelican Lake, Minnesota, all the way to Medora, North Dakota. And had a lot, you know, saw a lot of friends, a lot of people, and dined out in public places with a lot of sightings. John Boehner's a hard guy to hide, in case you didn't know. He's not quite as hard to hide as Shaquille O'Neal, but he's a hard guy to hide. So I was glad to have a lot of support expressed by the speaker's visit, both by him and the many North Dakotans who came out to meet him.
All right, more on Speaker John Boehner's visit on the other side of the break. I got an email question here as well, and some others. Last chance to get in for Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall after I tell you about my first car. It was a 1977 Lincoln Baby Blue Continental, the big town car. And you know, my friend John Trandum just sent me a picture. He remembered. He heard me talking about it on the air. Sent me a picture of one for sale. I'm like, oh, the memories. Is that great? And, you know, whenever we talk to our friends from Heedalls, we always ask, what's your first car? Because it gets a great conversation. And Randy Hollerdelling-Henninger has been working for Heedalls over 20 years. And he loves turning a wrench, loves to drive and work on classic cars. His first, he said, wasn't much, a 65 Dynamic 88 Oldsmobile, kind of a, you know, a grandpa car. But he liked it. He ended up, but now he has like a, I think a 1930 Ward Rat Rod and an 09 Mustang and more fun. But you know what? That's the kind of folks you're going to find when you walk into that counter at a Heedalls location. The folks that just care about cars, love cars, are going to find you any part you need. They do it. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the hoses. We're talking about the machine shops in many of the locations. And we're talking about that they actually make them. Any part you need. Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but also great folks. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean cyst nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread to North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean cyst nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Need a new shop, storage building, warehouse, recreational facility, or addition, but you're sitting on someone's wait list? Anderco has over 100 years of experience and can start on your project right now. Get a free estimate today and ask about valuable upgrade specials when you order your steel building from Anderco. Call 701-277-7078 for specials good through the end of August, or go to AndercoEnterprises.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home.
Great song from Blake Shelton, 11 before the top of the hour on a Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind. We'll be in Newtown, North Dakota tomorrow to tell you about all the great things that are happening in that wonderful community. Staying at Teddy's Residential Suites in the Newtown, right next to that new Jason's Superfoods. It is going to be just incredible, and look forward to catching up with the with Jason and, of course, also Brett and Tricia Erdman and the entire crew up there. Not a lot of nice folks in Newtown. A lot of great things going on there. Once they get through that construction downtown, it's going to be great. So we look forward to being there tomorrow. I'll be at Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga on Friday with What's on Your Mind. All right, final segment, last chance to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer on our talk radio town hall today. Yesterday, there were a lot of questions that came in about Speaker Boehner today, less so specifically about him. You answered one or two about them, but one of them had to do with the fundraising. And somebody, I would characterize it as a derogatory statement about the fundraising that's happening here. He's probably here fundraising, but he won't talk to anybody. And I said, well, I wish he would talk to the citizens and do a town hall meeting and be on the radio. And they didn't do that. But he's on a track where he's going across the country and he's doing fundraising. And that's important, too, because obviously – that's how you keep a Republican majority. I don't think you guys should have to apologize for fundraising. It happens.
It's why he is the Speaker of the largest Republican majority in over 90 years.
What happens with the money he raises here in North Dakota?
Well, I spend all mine buying television, radio, and newspaper ads right here in North Dakota. So we raised a lot of money, I'll be fair, for my campaign at the events in North Dakota, as well as the one we had on Pelican Lake in Minnesota. So, it gets spent on the campaigns here.
Now, I also made a statement yesterday on the program that, some people critical of Speaker Boehner, and I posted a photo of him and I on the Facebook page, and that, all the vitriol comes out. He's a rhino. He doesn't fight. He's a da 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 da. I made a comment that I want your opinion on. I said, if we sat John Boehner down with, the vast majority of anyone that calls themselves conservative in North Dakota on all sides of that spectrum, I think everybody and yourself, Kevin, would point to where we want to get to and be in agreement about 99% of the time.
That's right.
The question is how to get there, right? And this is a guy that's been, part of that process in Congress, in this case, with 435 members of the House to get there. But do you agree with that? I mean, do you think that the vast majority of us as conservatives agree where we want to get to go?
All of our fights among ourselves, among conservatives, have to do with strategy, never the policy itself. That's a fact. I mean, and almost anybody would admit to that, including the members of our caucus who disagree with John Boehner, who have, who've opposed him, would tell you it's really always about strategy more than it is about the policies themselves.
So one question I pressed him on is Planned Parenthood. This is awful. Yep. This is horrible. And he's like, keep your pants on, Hannon. Just relax. He didn't say keep your pants on.
But almost.
Yeah. Cool your jets there. But
he's pretty blunt.
We've got a plan here. And I got a lot of folks that want to vote. They want to vote for the sake of the vote. What good does that do? I want to vote after I've got the research that makes this a slam dunk to the Senate to get to the president's desk. So we may do it a little later than you want to do it, but we're going to do it. We got great investigations going on. That'd be one example, I guess. Right?
Yeah, that is one example. There's lots of others similar to that. I mean, the repeal of Obamacare. We've voted to repeal Obamacare multiple times, but until you have a strategy that actually gets you there, we've been criticized from time to time when we take one piece of Obamacare and try to repeal it when we could successfully do that. I'll give you an example. We've voted with 292 members voting to repeal the medical device tax. That's something that 78 Senate supporters. Now they're not very anxious to do it anymore, but we're going to get to that. We passed it over there. They'll get it up. They'll vote on that, and that'll be a hard one for the president not to sign. But some people will be critical because, well, that doesn't repeal Obamacare. That's just part of it. That doesn't. You guys are chicken. You're not standing up to them. Well, this is the successful way to repeal Obamacare, as opposed to let's make a point, pound our chest, and we have a veto. That doesn't get the deal done. But to think, in fairness to John Boehner, remember when he was a freshman, and Scott, he was a member of that Gang of Seven as a freshman, and your friend Rick Santorum was one of those as well. And from that time on, he's been an innovator. Remember in 94, he was part of the team that crafted the Contract with America along with Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey. When we became the majority in the 104th Congress, he became the conference chair, and he pushed term limits for leadership. And now, when he became majority leader, he ended earmarks, and he instituted term limits for leadership, which is why you see so much more turnover, which is why the Republicans are on average, our Republican leadership on average is 19 years younger than Democratic leadership in the House. Our average membership is 7 years younger than the Democratic Party, because we have turnover in leadership positions where the Democrats don't. They still honor the longevity system.
Let me squeeze in one more quick call. It's going to have to be a quick question, Marlene, but we'll try and get you a quick answer. Marlene in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, your question or comment.
Hey, Marlene.
Okay, this is a quick question. question. When John Boehner was in Medora, there were several of us that talked yesterday when we were down there wondering why he didn't visit Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And when he was here last time, he didn't visit the park either. So we were just curious.
Yeah.
You know, why he wouldn't have done that, stopped at the visitor center, drove through the park.
Well, if it had been up to Kevin, he'd have been at every possible attraction in Medora.
I'm not sure he didn't visit the park, however, Marlene. He may have, or he may not have. I don't know. But it was interesting. I said to him, John, you've never probably seen the amphitheater. And I showed him a picture of the amphitheater at the Harold Schaefer Heritage Center. He said, yeah, I saw it last year. So you don't know where he is necessarily. I don't think he's a hard guy to hide. But if you see a guy with a good tan with a Cincinnati Reds cap on, that's probably John Boehner. But he said, yeah, I walked up there, walked all the way up there, walked around it. And he said,
so he could have. Yeah, good point. And I'm guessing he'll be back because he loved Bully Pulpit Golf Course.
Loved it, yeah.
He raves about Bully Pulpit Golf Course.
Yeah.
So he'll be back. Marlene, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
and Congressman Kramer, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you next week. God bless you, folks. Got to go. You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hinnon talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. Valleyimports.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.